You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Mayor Sylvester Turner, thanks very much for speaking with us on The Standard.
Well, thank you for having me this morning.
What would this new paradigm, as you imagine it, entail exactly?
Well, I think first we have to start with the notion that it's the Texas Department of Transportation and not the Texas Highway Department. And what that means is that it's not just, you know, building highways. It's multimodal in nature. What the policy has been is that everything is driven towards the 97% of people who are in single occupancy vehicles, and that's only adding to the congestion. That's not reducing or eliminating it.
How do you make the case, though, for shifting funding away from single occupant vehicle capacity, given that that's the way that a lot of people get in and out of Houston, in and out of Dallas, in and out of cities all across Texas? That's just the way people have gotten used to things.
Right. And the example that I use that I think is most dramatic is that several years ago, we completed the expansion of I-10 West in Houston. And we have gone now to 26 lanes when you include the side roads and all. It is the largest number of lanes in the world at a cost of $2.5 billion.
Right.
7 years later, it is the eighth most congested highway in the state of Texas. I think that clearly demonstrates that the old way of doing things is not solving the current day problems. And unless we engage in a paradigm shift, then people are going to be stagnated in their cars. Congestion will increase. The economy will suffer. Businesses won't grow, won't come here, and they won't be able to expand.
Mayor,
and it's not just in people, but it's in freight as well.
Mayor Turner, I think that a lot of people would agree with you, and a lot of people would celebrate and are celebrating what you're talking about, the idea of a need for a paradigm shift.
Right.
And yet, as an elected official, as a mayor of one of the biggest cities in the nation, you certainly understand that no one can afford to spend millions, billions of dollars on a transportation boondoggle that would not be used. And I think there's a lot of fear there that given what's going on, you could tell people, we've got this terrific alternative for you, but if it's not going to be used, what a lesson that will be.
Well, I'm not saying spend money on any boondoggle. I'm not saying just put money out on rail just because. But what I am saying is that we need to work in collaboration with one another to put forth a smart transportation system that reduces congestion, that allows businesses to do their work in an environment that can get them from point A to point B, and that we can look and see we've spent X amount of dollars and we have reduced congestion accordingly. But right now, in the legislation, I was there for 26 years,
right.
Okay? I voted to spend more money on Texas Department of Transportation to take that $2.5 billion from the sales tax and then the additional money from the motor fuel tax. I supported TxDOT and continue to support TxDOT. But how can I, as the mayor of the fourth largest city in the country, soon to be the third, advocate expending more dollars on the same paradigm, and we're getting worse results? How can I explain that?
Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner speaking with us from his city. Thank you very much for talking with us on The Standard today, Mayor.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.